Lord, we're all here this morning to give you praise, to worship your name, to lift your name on high, because you are a great and awesome God. There is nothing in all creation that you are not able to manage, to put in perfect timing and perfect place, perfect position. Everything, Lord, everything that happens in life, you are the center of it, Lord. Every single thing in the material world you have created, everything seen and unseen, visible and invisible, you have created. The word says that in you all things consist. Everything that is has within its structure an atomic structure. And if we were to divide the nucleus of that atomic structure of just one atom, it could destroy an entire city or a great portion of a city. And every single thing in all creation has millions and trillions and quadrillions and many, many, many times that of atoms in each animate object. And if all of them were to be split at the same time, even beyond the universe would be destroyed. Everything would be completely wiped out. And the reason that is because all things consist in you. And at the center of that atom, of every atom, the power that's in it is you, Lord. You are that power that gives all things ability and life. And so, Lord, there is nothing out of your reach. There is nothing too great for you. There is nothing that Satan can do, or any of his angels, his fallen angels, no matter what is directed against us. There is nothing that is out of your reach to change and to work for your good, for our good, by your hand. So, Lord, we put our total trust in you today. You are our way in the wilderness. We came out of Egypt, Lord, and we're going into the promised land, and we're not bringing Egypt in with us. We're walking in as new, changed individuals. We're walking into the promise of our lives as changed, renewed individuals, restored by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony that come forth from our mouth, that you are Lord of our lives, that you are the God that has redeemed us and set us straight and set us aright. You are the one that we put our trust in. You are the one that we have our hope in. We have no hope in hope itself. We have no faith in faith itself. We have faith in you. And as a result, you shall bring our hopes to pass. You are the giver of the gift. You are the one we seek. You told Abraham, I am your exceeding great reward. You didn't say that you were giving us exceeding great rewards. You said that you are the great reward. And everything that we have need of and everything that you would bless us with is because we seek you and you are the giver of it. So as a result, you truly are our great reward. You reward us for every single little thing and great thing that we do. And we put our faith in you for the blessing. We put our faith in you for confidence and assurance that those things that we have believed you for shall indeed come to pass. There is nothing in all creation that can hold back the blessing that you have promised us. So, Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus Christ's name. We dedicate this day to you and everything that it holds. In Jesus Christ's name, amen and so be it.